This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Neck is a little better. I had to turn right a couple times yesterday getting home. I was able to do it. And, I was able to do it without taking pharmaceuticals. I had ibuprofen in the morning and that was it. So, that's because, you know, hubby worked on my neck. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord for manipulation. Whether it's osteopathic or chiropractic, I'm a fan. But, that's not what I'm now all ticked off about. My panties are all up in a bunch. Because my email mailbox is just flooded with all these cyber coupons and sales and trying to get me to buy this week cyber online. In fact, you know what? They were doing it. Even before the holiday. I have something like right here. It says Cuff, C-U-F-F-U online. I didn't order anything from Cuff. How do they have my email? Bed Bath & Beyond. I wrote this on Facebook. If I get another Bed Bath & Beyond coupon or you know, sales advertisement, I'm going to freak. Because, first of all, with Bed Bath & Beyond, there is nothing in that store that will help me in bed. Okay? Honestly. I'm a lost cause. Number two, I don't take baths. I take showers. I'm not a bath girl. I'm just not into the whole, I don't know what it is. Some of you guys really love your bath. People really love their bath. It's like a ritual. They get into a bath. They have wine. They get music. I don't. I have a horrible time in a bath. I mean, let's break it down first. Okay, you have to be naked. I don't like being naked. Ask my husband. Okay, I really don't like that. I don't think he likes me being naked either. But that's neither here nor there. But I don't like being naked and not able to grab something. And you see, in the shower, the towels are right there. So I could grab a towel. And mind you, I got kids and animals and people coming in and out of the house all the time. So it's like I need to be able to, at a moment's notice, grab something. And with a bath, you have to get up. Now, when I was younger, I could get up in a jiffy. But now with my knees, I mean, it takes me about 5 full minutes to bend the right knee and then bend the left and make sure my patella ligament is stable enough so that the patella doesn't dislocate. So for me to get up and out of a bed, meanwhile naked? Oh, heck no. And you guys don't realize, too, there's a lot of center of gravity issues, you know, and so, you know, if your breasts are below the equator, right, your knees are below the equator, you're not getting up. So it's really hard to get up and out of a bath. Then the water, you're bathing in your own dirty water. That doesn't make any sense. You know, you take a bath, you need to wash it off. I get in the olden days, you would sit in a bath and then you would get up and you were cleaner than you were in the past. But I mean, if I'm going to spend that time, I want to be clean. I mean, wash the stuff off. And then the other problem I have is the water gets cold. Okay, I like hot water. And then the water gets cold, and so you're sitting there in a bath, and you start getting hypothermic. And then your fingers get all wrinkly, and it's the digital nerves and things like that. And then your toes get all wrinkly, and everything else starts to wrinkle. And it just isn't. And then finally, and I know this is going to probably not be the most popular thing I've said all year, but it's true. When I go into the shower, there's something about running water that makes me have to pee. So I can pee in the shower. You can't do that in a bubble bath. Otherwise, you're sitting in it, right? So it just makes absolutely no sense. So I don't like bed, bath, and then beyond. The last thing I want to know, right, is I don't even want to think about the beyond. So Bed Bath & Beyond, to me, is a store that's going to scare the hell out of me. Now, I get some of you guys like it. Some of you guys say their towels are pretty, and they have beautiful stuff for the bathroom. But, again, I get the stuff cheaper at Walmart. So I appreciate all the Bed Bath & Beyond coupons I get. I get a lot of Victoria's Secret. I haven't bought in Victoria's Secret, you know, since before my childbearing years. I mean, I can't wear a Victoria's Secret bra and panty set now, not after two kids, and not after turning 25. So, yeah, I'm in my 20s. Can't you tell? So that doesn't work. Now, apparently, Cyber Monday, they said demolish records, $7.9 billion in online sales, Amazon having the biggest shopping day in its 24-year history. That's being reported by Daily Mail. And they said customers worldwide ordered more than 18 million toys and more than 13 million fashion items on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Lego sets, big screen TVs. So Adobe Analytics kind of did an analysis, and they measured the transactions of 80 of the 100 top U.S. retailers. And they had estimated that more than 100 million more would be spent before that day end. And Target and Amazon were offering free delivery, no minimum order requirement, a lot of emails from them. They said company sales were up 20% from a year earlier. Wall Street investors showed huge enthusiasm. Macy's, Kohl's, Macy's, because Macy's has been having issues. Their shares rose, Kohl's rose. They said, in another estimate, MasterCard Spending Plus forecast a 25% jump in e-commerce sales to at least $3 billion. So Alibaba also did very, very well. It's a Chinese e-commerce giant. They ranked $30.7 billion in sales. So, you know, we're hearing about the GM plant closure. We're worried about Black Friday traffic, store traffic. But it sounds like this year we have a lot of consumer confidence. The economy is, you know, better, much better than it has been in years. So I think we're going to, you know, be okay for the next 2 months. And then after that, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But I would suggest never, I don't know, give anybody your email, because for decades they keep haunting you with their advertisements. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, any parent, and even non-parent, is probably kind of scared to death by this polio-like illness. Now we're being told that cases have risen to 116 this year, and it has now been affecting 31 different states. Okay, still, small amount of cases. Okay, we're not looking at a full-blown epidemic, but it is extremely concerning because this is an illness, that causes a kid to look like they have polio, become paralyzed. You see, the number of children struck down with this rare polio-like acute flaccid myelitis in the U.S. has now risen to 116. 31 states have now reported cases of it, and the CDC is currently investigating a further 170 cases with people saying that they have AFM or their children. There already have been 3.5 times more cases than last year. So doctors are still trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Now, the CDC put out its most recent figures today, showing that there has been 286 reports of people suffering from AFM in 31 states, with 116 deathly confirmed. Now, 90% of the people are under 18, but the average age of this is 4. So they think it's caused by a combination of viruses, and children will usually look like they have a fever and a cough for about 3 to 10 days, and then after this kind of cold or flu-like illness, they lose muscle tone. They become flaccid. Hence, acute doesn't happen chronically. It happens, you know, right away, you know, when it's never happened before. Flaccid, becoming limp, not able to use their legs. And myelitis is inflammation of the spinal cord. Now, polio affected hundreds of thousands of people before vaccinations came out. And it would scare parents to death. They'd say goodnight to their kid. Kid had a little cough and cold, no big deal. Kid would wake up the next day paralyzed. Some of them couldn't breathe. And so we're afraid that we are looking at a new type of polio. We don't think it's contagious, because when you have these sporadic cases in different states, you aren't seeing brothers and sisters come down with it. You're not seeing other school children come down with it. So if somebody comes down with AFM, we're not seeing other family members or other, you know, other children around them coming down with it. Now, yes, if the average age is 4, and if many of these kids aren't in daycare, somebody could say, well, maybe it's because they're, you know, home alone and it's only affecting younger children. But what I really think it is I think it's a virus that will not affect somebody with a different immune system, but with a more susceptible immune system, and not so much immunocompromised, but where they just have the genetics, where if they get exposed to this virus kind of turns the key that causes this whole thing to happen. That's kind of how I look at it. And what I think is we have some unlucky people out there, maybe a lot of us out there, and you don't know if you're unlucky. And so if you just come across this virus going grocery shopping or going to school or whatever, you're the one that gets paralyzed, you know, when somebody else doesn't. We would still have to develop a vaccine. Now, Colorado has been the worst hit, 15 cases, followed by Texas with 14. Then we see cases in Washington, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, 8 each. Illinois had 7, New Jersey, and Wisconsin 6. There's been 3 confirmed cases per state in Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, and Maryland, and 2 each in Maine, New York City, Carolinas, Kentucky, and Iowa. Now, there's been 1 single case in Rhode Island, Virginia, Indiana, Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada. 1 case thus far reported in those states. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Then, the remaining 19 states haven't reported any patients coming down with the disease. That doesn't mean it hasn't actually happened, but there's a good sign that it's not prevalent or it hasn't occurred there. So doctors are obviously encouraged to report cases because this could be an underreporting. And they say most patients that usually get this will get it between August and October. Well, most people that got this year was between August and October. However, looking at previous years, this technically could happen anytime. Now, Dr. Robert Redfield, who's CDC director, says the condition remains rare. He says right now it's the agency's top priority, and they're looking at a variety of causes like viruses, environmental toxins, genetic disorders. And in previous outbreaks, they implicated the EVD68 virus. They say we know that EVD68 as well as other enteroviruses can cause limb weakness, but we don't know what's triggering this acute flaccid myelitis in these patients. So the CDC is working very hard on this since 2014, and they say as we sit here today, we don't have an understanding of the cause. And I know this freaks out a lot of people. And again, it's a rare, very, very rare disorder where you have inflammation of the spinal cord, and it affects your ability to move your arms and legs. There, again, only 10% of the cases happen in people over 18. The majority are under 18, and the vast majority are kids under 4. So there is something phenotypically that is putting certain people at risk. And from what we're understanding, these kids aren't necessarily diabetic. or immunosuppressed or have HIV. These are kids that are relatively normal, healthy kids. And that's why this is sounding very close to polio. Here's the problem. Polio, and we don't want a resurgence of anything that resembled polio. Polio, you could give it to each other. You could give each other the enterovirus, and then, you know, so siblings could come down with it. But in this particular case, it's very, very precise in who gets it. You're not seeing clusters of family members, which to me makes genetics and toxins a little less likely. You know, I mean, if a child is exposed to something in the house, then that means everybody would be and everybody would come down with it. Or genetically, then we would see twins or, you know, siblings genetically close together. We're not. And so there's got to be something very, very unique with these children from maybe a genetic standpoint or something they might have individually done where the combination of the two just made that, you know, because the virus is obviously circulating. These enteroviruses are circulating all the time. So, unfortunately, this is one of the reasons why people were on the iron lung back in the 20s and 30s and 40s because of the of polio affecting people's ability to breathe. Now, thus far, there's been a total of 386 cases since an outbreak in Colorado started in October 2014. So, with this pattern, we see the majority of the cases in Colorado, so that would be probably the easiest place to start looking. But unfortunately, they haven't been able to figure it out. I'm looking at a kid right now on a respirator. I mean, they're smiling. They're not in pain. So the polio vaccine came out in the 1950s, and we've basically eradicated polio in the U.S. They say polio, however, they don't think is the cause to this. They think it's a similar virus. In fact, they think some of the cases are linked to rhinovirus. So your common colds are caused by coronavirus, rhinovirus, adenovirus, enteroviruses. These are different type of viruses that are kind of linked to very, you know, common run-of-the-mill, you know, school time winter colds. So in 1957, the U.S. government approved the polio vaccine. After a nationwide campaign to get children immunized, the numbers began to fall drastically. And by 1979, polio was declared to be eradicated in the U.S. Now, from what I understand, Afghanistan and Pakistan are the only two countries where cases of wild polio have been confirmed. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, was it really eradicated in the U.S.? Well, in the 90s, there were some cases where grandpa would change the baby's diaper. And we used to give an oral polio vaccine. And the oral polio vaccine was a live attenuated version, a weakened version. And so the kid would poop. Grandpa would change the diaper, touch the polio virus, or somehow, if he didn't clean his hands, well, then get exposed. And so there were some older people that were coming down with polio that, and we realized we had to stop the oral polio vaccine. We had to do then a killed vaccine version of it so that people wouldn't, you know, accidentally, I guess, you know, come down with a weakened version. So, you know, this is the reason why vaccines are so important. Now, the next story we're going to cover is autism rates are now 1 in 40. Let's talk about what could be going on there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As more than 5,000 migrants from Central America remain camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana, hoping to gain asylum in the United States, Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this is a reminder that immigration was
the single biggest issue that the American people elected Republicans to accomplish in 2016.
Jordan says it proves that from many people's perspective, build the wall is not just a slogan.
The things that have happened in the last few weeks with this caravan, everyone understands this needs to get done, so let's get it done.
A U.S. military tragedy. An explosion in Afghanistan today leaves 3 U.S. service members dead and 3 others injured. An improvised explosive device went off just southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was wounded. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're just so pretty, maybe, maybe, we'll flush your cheeks, maybe
after all, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. You know, it's amazing. It's the year 2018, we're going into 2019, and it seems like most of the stuff I report on is, well, we don't know. We just don't know why. We don't know. Like, we don't know why this AFM, polio-like illness, is starting to rise. We also don't know why the autism rate is rising. They say now the autism rate is 1 in 40 U.S. kids. So some of the schools that are overcrowded have about 40 children in each classroom. That's basically a child in every classroom. Could be on the autism spectrum. That's how common. That, to me, is an issue. The U.S. government says the latest estimate is 1 in 40 kids. There's a new number published Monday in Pediatrics. is from one of three periodic surveys the government uses to assess autism rates. They say it's higher than a different survey's estimate published earlier this year, but the surveys use different methods and measure different populations of kids, so they really can't compare the results. And that's another thing that really ticks me off with science, is it depends on the number depends on the survey. Okay, to me, science, it's supposed to be absolute. I mean, just like law. It's either red or it's blue. Non-science. Now, it's, oh, no, actually, it's purple. Well, you know, you guys see online these stupid questions that go viral, like, is this dress actually green or black or whatever? And people have different answers for it. Unfortunately, that's what kind of happens in science. There's no right or wrong answer, which I hate. I went into the sciences because I want an answer. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You either have cancer or you don't. You have high thyroid, you have low thyroid, or you have a normal thyroid. Really not a lot of, but you know, variations. But then we're told, well, no, but you're on your way. Or we think you're actually diabetic, but since, you know, the numbers just haven't turned yet. Or we, you know, and you're like, okay, this is kind of stupid. So, unfortunately, in medicine, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see, you know, two different studies come out, and they're both claiming a certain rate. I think they dropped, I think earlier this year was like 1 in 56 kids, so now they're saying 1 in 40. My guess is it's even more. Now, according to the researchers in the pediatric report, they say because there's no medical test, autism spectrum disorder is a particularly challenging condition to track. They say all contribute different information to form a fuller picture. Various reports in recent years have suggested autism rates are rising slightly. Experts think that's mostly because of earlier diagnosis and expanded definition and more awareness, but they can't rule out a true increase caused by unknown factors. So what they're saying is maybe the reason why all the numbers keep rising is because we're really getting good at looking for it. And we're diagnosing it, and parents want to know, so they're bringing the kids in, going, does my kid have autism? You know, and the doctor's like, ah, yeah, sure, I think so. And so, you know, we're having more awareness. Some of us, you know, I picked it up in my nieces and nephews once I learned what it was. I'm like, huh, you know, something's up. You know, you could check their hearing, you could check, but your kids are smarter than any other kid I know. I think what's going on here is, you know, it's a variation of autism. And we have two with severe autism and two with Asperger in the family. Not my family, but in the extended family. And so, you know, as we become aware, we're like, there might have been thousands of kids with it, and parents just didn't take them to the doctor. You know, they're like, look, my kid's my kid. Doctor can't do anything for it. Why get the kid labeled? But now we're all into labels. So they say the latest estimate is based on responses from 43,000 parents of kids aged 3 to 17. They were asked if their child had ever been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. That could go anywhere from full autism to Asperger's. The 2016 survey was internet-based. The telephone survey showed slightly higher rates, but researchers say the results aren't comparable. They believe 1.5 billion U.S. kids have autism. The CDC collects nationally representative information from in-person interviews. In 2016, they asked parents of kids aged 3 to 17 about an ever diagnosis of autism, and they came up with their rate very similar to 1 in 40. And then the CDC has an 11-state tracking system. It's based on health and school records, showing which kids meet criteria for autism, focusing on 8-year-olds because most cases are diagnosed by 8. See, I could diagnose it. I think a lot of us, we could pick up, you know, pretty severe autism by 2. If they're not, I can even pick it up at 1. If the child's not engaging with mom, you know, kids will just fixate on mommy or daddy. And I'm like, I love my mommy. You know, the kid won't like being at the doctor, but then mommy could console him. And so one sign, all right, and you have autistic kids that are consolable, trust me, but One sign is I go, okay, you go back to mommy. I'm done examining. You go back to mommy. Kid doesn't want anything to do with mommy. Kid never wanted anything to do with mommy. And they prefer mommy over doctor. But I'm like, most kids, they go back to mommy. They're like, you know, like, wah, go back to mommy. Mommy, mommy. You know, mommy's there like, oh, I love mommy. Yeah, they, you know, and I don't see that with a lot of autistic babies. And so we've been taught to, you know, look for that. And I mean, we've always known something was odd when the child would just kind of push mom away and not want, or, you know, toddlers especially. You know, leave me alone. Don't touch me. I don't, I just want to do my own thing. You know, and they wouldn't focus on something. That's sometimes a sign. So, but a lot of kids, by the time they're eight, that's when we start to see issues in school. I'm surprised it's that, at that age is when they finally get diagnosed. So you have a lot of people kind of concerned about this, you know, because these kids have issues with language, social interactions. Some of them have repetitive behaviors. Some of them still have issues with potty training. And many kids with severe autism will not be able to take care of themselves. So we can do things. We can intervene. There's a lot of occupational therapy, a lot of intervention, behavioral therapy, things we can do. But we have to intervene very, very early. Yet parents are very concerned with this rise. And this is where we got to be careful with misinformation. A lot of people think that this rise is happening because of vaccines. Now, as a board-certified family doctor, trust me, I'm concerned about that theory, okay? You know, I've heard that theory multiple times, but I don't personally believe that because many of the cases I've seen do appear genetic, and I don't think it's from one lot of a vaccine, and I also would say the fact that we're having rises, and we've been vaccinating the hell out of our kids now since the 80s, 90s. I mean, you know, we keep adding more vaccines, but, you know, we haven't added too many more vaccines since the 90s. So then you would think that it would then level off. Why would we have more cases? So I don't believe, I think autism is more of a genetic issue. Can something happen in the womb? You know, I am wondering about women with fibroids. I know it's women with fibroids or older women with kids will see more of autism. Maybe there's an autism-like that may happen from a side effect to a medication or a vaccine or something. But true autism, I really think it's something genetic. And it may just be women are older now when they're having their babies. Or we're so exposed to so much radiation, whether it's cell phone or, you know, Wi-Fi, that, you know, that, and we're going to have to figure it out. The problem is I think researchers do have an idea, and they're afraid to tell us because that would overturn our whole world. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Oh, this is tricky. All right. I do like fast food. I like the taste of McDonald's. I think McDonald's is yummy. I like In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. I don't like their song. I think they have a horrible jingle. McDonald's always had better jingles. Have it your way at Burger King now. Burger King has a good jingle. I just don't like the Burger King burgers. The food is better at the box. Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box. I remember that from the 80s. Remember I took you KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken, they had, oh my gosh, Kentucky Fried Chicken had an amazing launch of the KFC brand. I think that happened in the 80s, where they went from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC. And they had done a commercial. I told you guys about this, where I was kind of young, still in the 80s, and I didn't know all of the Aretha Franklin songs. So there was this commercial where they were going, R-O-A-S-T-E-D, I know what it means to me, new from KFC, ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I was singing that, and I'm like, R-O-A-S-T-E-D, and my mom goes, what? It's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Like, no, it's not. It's R-O-A-S-T-E-D. I know what it means to me. She's like, no, what is wrong with you? And it's because I was singing the Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial. I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's such a good commercial. And it was so catchy. I was singing that. My mom's like, you are like clueless. You know what you're talking about. And then I learned Aretha Franklin. I was like, oh, man. Freedom, oh, freedom. I will sing Aretha Franklin all day long. Bless her soul. I don't think she wants to hear me up there in heaven mess up her songs, but she had, like, an amazing voice. I'm a huge Aretha Franklin fan. But then came Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A was yummy. I love Chick-fil-A, but I didn't realize how many people don't like Chick-fil-A, and it's not because of the taste. Although, yeah, somebody's got to talk to them about that pickle. Why is a pickle on their chicken sandwich? I always pull off the pickle. In fact, now when I go to Chick-fil-A, they're like, do you want the pickle? And I'm like, you recognize me? They're like, no, just a lot of people don't like the pickles. So we're just asking, do you want the pickles taken off? And I don't know if they're ever going to do that. Well, apparently, there's a private New Jersey university that is excluding Chick-fil-A because they believe the restaurant doesn't belong on the menu because of its Christian values. Rider University asked students this year which fast food chain they would like to see on campus, circulating a survey in which students can select their preferred choice. They say, but once it became clear students were craving Chick-fil-A, the university excluded the option, citing concern over the company's attitudes towards the LGBTQ community. Now, forgive me if I'm naive, I haven't seen in the news anything that has shown Chick-fil-A anti-LGBTQ. I have family members who are gay. I'm very pro-LGBTQ community. I've never seen Chick-fil-A, you know, say anything that would, you know, offend, you know, any of my family members or friends, etc. And, you know, if so, I wouldn't frequent the place either. So this was news to me. And the chain says they've never either ever had an issue of discrimination. According to the restaurant spokesperson, they said Chick-fil-A is a restaurant company focused on food, service, and hospitality. And our restaurants and licensed locations on college campuses welcome everybody. We have no policy on discrimination against any group, and we do not have a political or social agenda. So where is this coming from? Well, the school said in a statement that the Chick-fil-A option was removed based on the company's record widely perceived to be in opposition to the LGBTQ community. Now, the institution excluding Chick-fil-A means now they are being excluding. They want to remain faithful to their values of inclusion by excluding Chick-fil-A. I'm confused by this. Now, why do people think Chick-fil-A is anti-LGBTQ? This is something that makes me scratch my head. They say Chick-fil-A, according to Fox News, is a chain well known for its Christian values. They're closed on Sunday. So, you know, people can go to church. I don't know if they're Seventh-day Adventists. I'm not sure. They have Christian values. And their corporate purpose is, quote, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us. Now, what I'm being told here is that the company had been criticized in the past because CEO's Dan Cathy's views concerning gay marriage. In 2012, he came out in defense of the traditional definition of marriage and expressed views critical of gay marriage stemming from his Christian faith. Well, now that looks poorly on the whole Chick-fil-A franchise. Rider University said it'll organize a forum so all students and faculty members could voice their views over the situation. Earlier this month, Pittsburgh Public Schools Board of Directors voted unanimously to oppose Chick-fil-A as a corporate sponsor for the Pittsburgh Kids Marathon and Kids of Steel program. The school board voted the resolution over concerns about the company's historic stance on LGBTQ issues. They say the family-owned, privately held restaurant company has expressed views contrary to and in conflict with the district's non-discriminatory policies. They say in June, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was also slammed for merely spending money at the restaurant, prompting his apology, saying he completely forgot about the restaurant's background. So what we have, which is something that I think can unfortunately crumble all the progress we've made in society, is you have somebody that has their beliefs, okay? And we're a country where everybody has their beliefs. Now, Jews have been going through this for years. We find out that somebody doesn't like Jews or anti-Semitic, so we boycott the place. All right? I get that. And if the LGBTQ community, you know, wants to boycott, I don't know if he's still CEO of Chick-fil-A. I see why they have a right to do that. We all have a right to boycott whoever. But you have people like Bill Clinton, who were very outspoken about, you know, when they look at marriage, they look at marriages between a guy and a girl. That's what Bill Clinton said. So do we boycott everything Clinton? Some people do. Some people are really, really ticked off. But I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing a consistent pattern of if somebody comes out and says whatever that hurts other people, that, you know, well, you know, but if they're Democrat, it's okay. Well, and then what about the freedom to have your opinion? You know, what if I like Italian food and I say Italian food is my favorite and you cook a different cuisine and you think that's discriminatory? And I'm like, I'm just telling you, this is what I like. How far do we go? This guy could be an idiot. But does that mean when you have a company that wants to donate money to kids, you prevent them from doing it? If you have a company that wants to, you know, there's a company, I don't want to mention them, but rumor had it back in the 80s that there were Nazi ties, or there was some sort of a Nazi sympathy in the higher up part of this one foundation or family. Well, the grandchildren have been over charitable with so many charities that let them help, you know, and if they're trying to shake that stigma. So will Chick-fil-A ever be able to shake a stigma because a CEO has those values? And, to me, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, you can disagree with somebody and, you know, how they feel. We're supposed to be a country of, you know, you can express your values, but it looks like, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's a shame. 1-877 Doc Dolly, we'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.